This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Salem Police Chief Lucas Miller. We met with him a couple of weeks ago prior to all the haunted happening events in the city of Salem, and we welcome him back here this week as we're counting down to Halloween just next week on Tuesday. So, Chief, thank you so much. Chief Miller, thanks you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, first up, tell us about the crowds and what's been playing out so far this past October. Obviously, it was a horrible weather Saturday this last weekend in Salem, but not the case as we're moving forward.
We had terrible weather last Saturday, and I think somebody told me we've had it's rained 17 out of the last 20 Saturdays. So nothing that's surprising anybody. But yes, the crowds have been a little diminished on our the last couple of Saturdays. On the other hand, this coming Saturday is allegedly going to be beautiful.
Tell our listeners about the preparations, the police preparations, and the scope of the police support that they have for the four haunted happenings, if you will, in Salem.
Of course. So we expect as many as 100,000 visitors on any individual day during the month of October. Obviously, Halloween itself is a very busy day, and the weekends throughout October can be very, very busy in Salem. What we try to do in the police department is create a separate command to respond to police and public safety incidents downtown Salem, leaving intact the rest of the police department to respond to the rest of Salem. Salem is, the boundaries are much larger than our downtown area. So that way, people who live don't live downtown can still enjoy a regular standard police service. And we have a high degree of responsiveness to the huge crowds we get in the downtown area.
The other thing I thought might be interesting for people hear about road closures, and I know we had some information on that a few weeks ago, but I think you're doing road closures differently this year than you might have in the past. Or how do road closures work in the city?
So generally we close roads around this time of year for two reasons. One, simply the safety of all the pedestrians that are on the street. Many of those streets downtown simply fill up with pedestrians to the point where it would be unsafe to drive a car down. But then also as a result of all of the car traffic and all of the parking that goes on in Salem, we need to shut some roads down just to keep people from jamming up and then not being able to go anywhere. So as a result, there are significant closures, particularly on the weekends in Salem. We try to schedule them ahead of time based on what we've seen in previous years. But what we found is that some of this is not always predictable. And as I said, some of it's driven by the weather, and we want to be able to do it dynamically. I don't want to have to shut down a road that doesn't need to be shut down. And by the same token, it may be that on a Tuesday, there are so many people downtown that I need to shut down roads. So we try to do it in a predictable way. And we do have a schedule of road closures up on the Salem City website. But the reality is sometimes we need to shut down roads outside of those times.
Yeah, I think you describe it well, because it's not just for traffic. It's obviously for the pedestrians. It would be like trying to drive down Lansdowne Street after a Red Sox game lets out or something like that, right?
That is exactly so. And you know, by the way, those crowds are, in this day and age, those crowds can be targets of unwanted attention and hostility, and so we want to be able to erect barricades to protect all those people on the street, and those barricades themselves become impediments to traffic.
And I remember a couple of weeks ago when you and Mayor Pangallo presented, along with the MBTA, at the police station, actually, just several weeks ago, about plans for haunted happenings in October in Salem, is that one of the pieces was about respecting property, if you will, in Salem, because there are a lot of residents and homes right adjacent to the downtown area itself. And so, how has that played out so far in the first part of October here?
Well, I think Salem itself welcomes people for haunted happenings. For the Halloween celebrations, but not everybody in Salem is likes to see it every day. There's a lot of inconveniences that come along with having this many people in Salem. And or if you have a business that doesn't get a big benefit from all the tourists in town, it really can wind up hurting your business. So I think we ask people just to be as respectful as they can of the residents and the businesses and private property, because, you know, people have to go about their days. They have to go to school and go to work and take their kids to the doctor, and having 100,000 people in Salem when you're trying to do that is very inconvenient. And it's, you know, it really is a lovely celebration. I think every year I'm very, very happily surprised by how nice everybody is, how happy they are to be here. But we would still like to remind people to respect the locals.
All right. Tell me about public transportation. Obviously, the way to get into Salem is on public transportation or parking at the satellite lots. But even those apparently don't hold, you know, don't meet all of the needs. So public transportation comes first and foremost, I guess. So what can you give us an update? So you got the ferry, the train, and, of course, the satellite lots. All right.
Yes, so we do have satellite parking lots, and then free shuttles to and from the downtown area. But as you say, those lots fill up very, very quickly. And I think anybody who's tried to drive to Salem around this time of year will agree that it's very, very difficult. And I can't imagine anybody wants to spend their day sitting in traffic rather than enjoying the Halloween festivities. So we are urging everybody to either take public transportation, take the MBTA, either, you know, it's an easy ride from North Station in Boston, but they can also drive to one of the other train stations. For instance, the Beverly train station has some available parking, and it's an easy ride to one stop into Salem. And then we also have the ferry, which is my favorite way to come to and from Salem. It's a lovely ferry ride, and the weather is supposed to be nice. So if I were coming to Salem, that's how I'd come.
You're right. In other towns, I'm taking, you know, I sometimes traveled by the Swampscott train station. And since COVID, there seems to be a lot of parking still at the Swampscott train station. So that's not a bad ride either into Salem.
I think you're absolutely right.
Just one of the other options, I suppose. Anything else, Chief, you want to share with us? I know you obviously draw extra personnel. You need extra personnel to police the city at this time of the year. Can you share any notes on that for us and our listeners?
Sure. I one of the challenging things about my job in October is coordinating all of the extra help we get. And of course, we're grateful to our partners, really on all levels of law enforcement. We have the surrounding cities and towns lend us officers. The regional task force, NEMLEC, sends us all kinds of officers, bike officers and motorcycle officers, some of the more specialized units. And then we also have troopers from the Massachusetts State Police that come in. They help us with traffic, and we use some of their specialized units, their bomb dogs, for instance. And then finally, we rely on our federal partners, particularly where it comes to the area of counterterrorism, to keep us informed and to help prepare us in the unlikely event that something terrible happened. And obviously, as October comes to a crescendo at Halloween, we use more and more of those officers. So it is a challenge coordinating all of that, but it is also really nice to see all the help we have.
All right, I just got to ask you one last question here, and that is, on Halloween night itself, right, there's a fireworks display at 10 p.m. on Halloween night, after we finished our trick-or-treating, but that happened. So what is the overview or the logistics of all of that on Halloween night and the expectations of crowds and whatever?
Sure. So on Washington Street in Salem, it's sort of the center of activity, Washington, and then, of course, our pedestrian mall on Essex Street comes off of Washington. But from Washington Street, you'll have the best view of both some of the entertainment that's going to be going on in town that night. And then, as you mentioned, at 10 o'clock, our firework display, which does sort of signal the end of the evening. But then it winds up being a kind of a wrap party, if you will, at the end of the evening.
All right. Well, Chief, we appreciate you taking some time to join us, share this information with us, and we wish you the very best as you are coming down the home stretch in the city of Salem in the month of October for sure.
Well, thank you again for having me, and happy Halloween.
Absolutely. Chief Lucas Miller, Salem Police Department, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.